A 12th HJHL championship has the Bisons on cloud nine. On the strength of a three-goal third period, the Okotoks Bisons dispatched the Cochrane Generals 5-3 in Game 3 Thursday night on the road to complete the three-game sweep of the championship series and capture the team's first Heritage Junior Hockey League title in 8 seasons. I've been here for so long and this is what I've tried to get done for over 4 seasons, this was the goal and we were able to achieve it, said Bisons captain Evan Woods, following the final. I can't even put it into words right now, it doesn't really feel real. But I'm so excited and so proud of everyone on the team. Okotoks Bisons forward Jake Snashel takes the puck to the net during Game 3 on March 24. Brent Calver, Okotoks today. With the teams knotted at 2-2 after 40 minutes at the Cochrane Arena, Okotoks broke the deadlock with 3 straight tallies in a 3:48-second span to take over the clinching game. Braden Kapte scored on a seeing eye point shot, Austin Obrey notched his team-leading 12th playoff goal on the rush and Adam Kirkpatrick lit the lamp 53 seconds later. Generals defenseman Jordan Marks scored shorthanded to cut the deficit in the late stages for the Blue Liners' second goal of the game. Diogo Coelho had the other Cochrane tally. The pressure was all on them, we were up 2-0 in the series in the third period in a tie game, Woods added. We kept the boys pretty calm in the dressing room and just went into that period knowing we were the better team. That was kind of a full circle moment for the boys, that whole third period we dominated them and did what we could and the result is a big win. Okotoks Bisons forward Austin Obrey fires a shot on goal during Game 3 on March 24. Brent Calver, Okotoks today. Okotoks opened the scoring with overager Dylan Wenzel notching his 6th of the postseason with defenseman Lucas Watkins finding the back of the net on the power play in the middle stanza. Dylan Fries made 25 saves for the rookie goaltender's 9th victory of the playoffs. It's a great feeling, but it's easy when the boys are playing that good in front of me, Fries said. I think I played solid, there was a few times where I lost the puck, but overall it was decent. I try to forget each goal after it happens, that's my only goal, take it one step at a time and you'll be good. Okotoks won the first 2 games of the series on home ice by 5-2 and 3-2 scores. The Bisons managed to keep HJHL top scorer Patrick Ford in check in the series, holding the Generals captain to 1 assist in 3 games. It feels great and I love the team I did it with too, Fries said. We walked in day one and we were a family and I've never had that with a team, it's crazy. We had great leadership with Woodsy and, Andrew, Bonham and we just meshed really well together. The victory at the Cochrane Arena is a poetic finish for the Bisons' longest standing players. The barn was the venue of Okotoks' last playoff game during their 2020 playoff run in mid-March with the COVID-19 pandemic putting a halt to a promising title run for the heavily favored Bisons. It's a great feeling and I do feel bad for those boys who played 2 years ago and weren't able to finish their season, but this feels really good, said Bisons general manager Ryan Rarick. That was a pretty sad moment heading to that game in 2020, because we all knew it was going to be the last game. We have bad memories in this building so it's nice to now have a good memory in it. Evan Woods, Dylan Wenzel, Dylan Fries, Austin Obrey and Cody Steinert hoist the HJHL championship trophy. Brent Calver, Okotoks today, Woods, one of 4 holdovers from 2020 along with Obrey, Wenzel and AJ Belanger, was well aware of the significance of his surroundings. I knew that was the case and didn't try to think about it very much, he said. Coming into this rink is also where we started this season in exhibition and we knew that last time we were here in the playoffs our season got shut. As much as we would want to win at home in front of the home crowd, it feels really good to win here and we had such an amazing crowd come out to support us here. Rarick attributed the team's terrific campaign to a combination of locker room chemistry and excellence from the coaching staff led by bench boss Brad Cobb. It's not always about the talent you have on the team, it's the whole package, these guys are leaders and it just all worked out this year, Rarick said. And Brad did a really good job, it's not easy coaching junior B hockey, it's not about the X's and O's anymore, the majority of our players are either full-time students or work full-time and it takes a special coach to realize these kids are in that stage of their life and hockey isn't number one anymore. Brad and his staff did a really good job and it all just came together and I'm really thankful and grateful to be a part of it. Both teams are through to the Hockey Alberta Junior B Provincials, held March 31 to April 3 in Wainwright, the site of Okotoks' first and only provincial title dating back to 2013. For more information on the Junior B Provincial Tournament, go to juniorb.haprovincials.ca. Bison's forward Austin Obrey smiles while raising the HJHL trophy. Brent Calver, Okotoks today. Okotoks Bison's goalies Leighton Draper, left, and Dylan Fries, right, share a laugh with forward Alastair Standen. Brent Calver, Okotoks today. Okotoks Bison's Braden Kaptee, Adam Kirkpatrick, Keegan Law, and Dylan Fries pose after winning the title. Brent Calver, Okotoks today. Okotoks Bison's captain and four-year member of the team Evan Woods has his moment with the trophy. Brent Calver, Okotoks today.